1-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, February 24th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got some text messages coming in, a little housekeeping. Let's start off with, of course, Officer Rick reporting in for duty from Genesee County on the Simple Radio app is loud and clear. He is being a school cop today. I like that emoji. That's pretty cool. It's got a little squad car with red, white, and blue lights on top. Greg O'Neill, loud and clear from Livingston County. Got to meet Greg. Got a picture taken. And greatly appreciate his support. Let's see. Chris. Reporting in. Rumor late Friday night was those reps were flown to the caucus by a charter aircraft, not a jet, and was returned that night. I did speak with John Roth at the convention on Saturday. Oh, that's right. John Roth was there. I stand corrected. Both Ken Borton from the 105th and John Roth from the 104th was there. That's right. Great. Appreciate that, Chris. Totally forgot. I got to be honest. I was talking to so many people throughout Saturday. Honestly, I don't even remember. Greg says, you bet. Our candidates won. A charter airplane flew our state senators and state reps to Detroit. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Did not know that. Downstate Phyllis, who I got to see briefly, said it was a great convention. The grassroots spoke loudly once again. You know what was really interesting out of that whole thing? On Thursday afternoon, I believe it was, perhaps early Thursday evening, Donald Trump came out and endorsed last minute Michonne Maddox to be the chair. Once again, the grassroots did not listen to President Trump's endorsement. The first round of balloting, Jim Runstead, I've been told, got 45%. Michonne came in second. Sella came in third. He then was removed from the second round of voting and had come out and endorsed Runstead over Michonne. So basically, his 17% of the vote all went to Runstead, with Jim's 45 in the first round equaled his 62% victory in the second round. Michonne got 38. Do you realize that Donald Trump's endorsements are like 0 for forever? Any person that he's endorsed has not won in the state of Michigan, especially if you look at statewide races. Back in the day, he endorsed Christina Caramo for Secretary of State, Matt DiPerno for Attorney General. Both of them lost. That was in 22 on Michonne and Ron Weiser's watch as chair and vice chair, co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Last year, the August primaries, for U.S. Senator, he endorsed the Rhino, Mike Rogers. Trump wins Michigan, but his endorsed Senate candidate loses. And then, of course, this weekend, endorsing Michonne Maddox, she loses to Jim Runstead. You have to understand something, people, And I'm speaking to the Bergman machine right now, and Tony Liss, his chief of staff, and James Hoag, his communications director. We the people have more votes than you, the establishment rhinos. The consultant class, the ones that all of these state representatives and these state senators have Jack Bergman's staff person, Amelia Burns, as their treasurer of their campaign finance reports. Somebody who is directly working for a U.S. congressman moonlights to be the treasurer of all these state representatives and state senators' campaigns. Finance reporting responsibilities. Well, guess what? You lost, and you're going to continue to lose because we, the people, have the votes. We, the grassroots, have the votes. We, the people, control not only the first district, but we control the state party. Now, don't get me wrong. The second congressional district, still controlled by the disruptors, but we're moving on. That's the bottom line. We are moving on. We don't care about the past. We are going to move forward. Kind of interesting that MERS got into the reporting of what happened at the convention. First Congressional District reelects Dare Rendon as chair, despite chaos. That's their title. MERS News Service, very liberal-leaning reporting, says in Detroit, former Representative Dare Rendon, who is facing criminal charges for her role in allegedly tampering with voting equipment, as she attempted to find proof of widespread fraud in the 2020 election, won re-election as chair of the Michigan Republican Party's first congressional district amid a 2.5 caucus hour meeting. The fighting first, quote unquote, as it's known among Republicans, lived up to its name. Something that we are trying to get rid of, that moniker, getting rid of us being called the fighting first. Well, because of the disruptors, Dennis Lennox, Melanie Greenfield, Senator Ed McBroom, and Bill Largent, we've kept that name alive. We are the fighting first. One political strategist who attempted to challenge Rendon's ability to follow the agenda was voted out of the caucus room. Why did they not name Dennis Lennox specifically? Because I'm going to tell you why. Because of the criminal charges he faced when he got booted out of being Sheboygan County Drain Commissioner, they didn't want people to be able to know his name. So they referred to him as one political strategist. The presumed convention chair was never formally allowed to run the meeting. That's not true. It's a bald-faced lie. And the final vote total that showed Rendon beating her challenger added up to 9 more votes in the number of delegates listed compared to the credentials report. You know why? Because the other side, the losing side, elevated alternates. After the credentials report was formally announced, Jesse Osmer and Melanie Greenfield got county chairs to elevate alternates to be able to vote, and they still lost. Within the first congressional district, comprised of the Upper Peninsula and most of the northern half of the lower, are the largest sizable contingent of the state based on counties. Also, they were major supporters of former chair Christina Caramo, including Rendon, who was one. Meeting outside Huntington Place this evening, Rendon contingent matched up against what they called the Save the First Slate, led by their chair candidate, Creston Scheel, the zoning administrator of Emmett County's Pleasant View Township, and a U.S. Navy veteran. Heading into the caucus, multiple sources told MERS that it was time for Rendon to be done and for Scheel to take the reins. Yes, that's what their plan was. But in the end, when the actual vote was taken, he was defeated. The motion moved forward per Todd Smallenberg, and the right permanent chair was duly elected. So this story is, in fact, not true. Now, keep in mind, this is the district that was able to boot former Democratic State Representative Jen Hill. They were able, Dare Rendon's executive committee, mentioned the fact that the new Republican, Carl Bonack from Negaunee, got that seat from the Democrat, which they had held for 70 years. It was received with loud explanations, and the excitement continued leading into the vote. However, the other side said that she could not take responsibility or credit for that win. Well, facts are facts. She was the chair when Carl Bonack won last year. Well, here we go. Now they're going to name him further down in the story, Dennis Lennox, a longtime and well-known Republican operative, was removed from the caucus room for requesting a point of order after Rendon failed to follow the order of the items on the agenda. Not true. She was following the agenda, but she acknowledged somebody from the floor before getting into the agenda who made a motion. Todd Smallenberg. The motion was seconded. It was then submitted to a vote, and the motion passed. So basically, very, very interesting. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the show. Final segment of this MERS news story. Another point of order was called by Senator Ed McBroom. He acknowledged that the process was not following the agenda, but he then asked for a vote on secret ballots, paper ballots. Well, again, the method of standing and being counted took place two more times that evening before the permanent chair was duly elected. In caucuses, incumbent chairs serve as the temporary caucus chair, oversees the election of the permanent caucus chair, that then oversees the election. Rendon had a motion on the floor for Trucker Randy Bishop to serve as permanent caucus chair, an issue that, according to MERS News Service, was never resolved, but that's a lie. It was. The vote was taken. The district decided to abide by the gentleman's agreement and elected him to be the chair. Rendon was reelected 96-81, which indicates 177 delegates voted. However, the credentialing report said there was only 168 voting delegates. My state representative, John Roth, whose House district falls within the 1st Congressional District, told MERS that the success of the House Republican Campaign Committee and a small in-district fundraising groups were to thank for the contentious wins in 2024. He said this was a perfect example of the same struggle the party has been facing for years. Well, another delegate said in passing to the MERS news reporter, "We're not all crazy," as they were leaving for the charter bus. Bottom line is this, folks. We had an opportunity to have a very short, concise, well-ran caucus, and that was all thwarted because of the disruptors. The moniker of us being the fighting first still stands today. Because of them, it could have been orderly, it could have been handled very professionally, which is what I attempted to do once I was given the gavel. Again, 5 minutes for both sides to talk, present their case as to why the delegates should vote for their slate, and then call the vote. Do it by standing and being counted, expedited the counting process. We didn't have to prepare ballots, have them marked, and then have tellers sit there and count out the paper ballots. Well, the only thing I can say is two things. Number one, the Sheboygan County Republican Party should never allow Dennis Lennox to ever attend a county convention ever again at your county level. Because of his actions, having to have the police come and escort him out of the caucus room after a vote was taken by those in attendance to boot him out of the caucus, he refused to leave. Continuing to run his mouth with lies and trying to attempt to use Robert's Rules of Order as a way to disrupt the caucus. My opinion, those of you who live in Chippewa County, don't vote for Melanie Greenfield to ever be a precinct delegate ever again. Her participation or her organizing this disruption should not be tolerated by the good people of Chippewa County. Honestly, I don't even know how Jesse Osmer is still a precinct delegate. Also, I don't understand how Presque Isle County Republican Party voted to send Bill Largent to be a voting delegate for their county. You guys need more members. You need more precinct delegates to make sure that these people never participate in this process again. We could have been at the parties 2 hours earlier. We could have gotten 2 hours more sleep. But because of Dennis Lennox, Melanie Greenfield, Jesse Osmer, Bill Largent, and Senator Ed McBroom, we didn't. And it's your county's fault. These people are not part of the Make America Great Again movement. These people simply want the power to be given to the Bergman machine so that their political consultants can make the money. And they were defeated Friday night and then again on Saturday. So now you guys know the truth about what really happened, contrary to these news stories. The truth prevailed. The winners won. We're moving on. It's time to grow the party, grow the first congressional district, and prepare for battle in 2026 against the Democrats. It's time for us to unite, come together. Leadership has been chosen. We're moving on. We need all hands on deck for 2026. We'll deal with the disruptors in the August primary of 2026 when we vote for new precinct delegates. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits.